Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Jacqueline Sova, and today we will be studying Perek Zayin, Chapter 7. Vayhi bimei Achaz ben Yosam ben Uzziyahu Melech Yehuda. In our Perek, we begin discussing Uzziyahu's grandson, Achaz. We learned last Perek that Uzziyahu's son, Yotam, ruled during his father's lifetime when his father was punished with Tzara'as. Uzziyahu and Yotam, for the most part, were considered tzaddikim. Achaz, on the other hand, introduced Avodah Zarah to his kingdom, even offering his son to the Molech worship. Our Perek begins with Achaz beginning to panic because Pekach, the king of the northern kingdom of Israel, and Ritzin, the king of Aram, joined forces to take over the Judean kingdom. Hashem wants Yeshayahu to go to Achaz to relay a comforting nevuah. Pekach and Ritzin will not be successful in their attempts, and they will actually have devastating military casualties. It is worth noting parenthetically that Rashi, among other Mefarshim, feel Achaz was only deserving of this victory in his father and grandfather's merit. This explains why Achaz is introduced right away with his father and grandfather's names. He was only saved because of them. Yeshayahu is commanded to bring his son along with him to give the message to Achaz. This child's name is Sha'ar Yashuv. This is the first mention of Yeshayahu's children. We will meet more in the coming Pesukim and Prakim. Sha'ar Yashuv literally means the remnants will return. On the one hand, this name suggests the destruction of the many. If there are merely remnants, many others perished. This tone is meant to stir Achaz to do teshuvah, to avoid a national disaster. On the other hand, this name also evokes hope and optimism. Yeshayahu knows, despite the likely downfall and destruction, there will always remain a segment who will return and rebuild. But Achaz is very concerned because he knows these two enemies have said, Na'ale b'Yehuda, v'nikitzena, v'navkiena, eilenu, v'namlech melech betocha es ben tav'al. Let us go and invade and conquer the Judean kingdom, and we will set up a king there named Ben Tav'al. It is interesting to contrast Sha'ar Yashuv's name with the name Ben Tav'al. Tav'al, according to Rashi, is an abbreviation for Ben Hatov Eilenu, a leader who is good for us. Rashi also quotes the opinion that it means Tov'al, asher lo tov be'inei hamakom. Al means not, so Tov Al means not good. They were looking for a king who would not care to find favor in Hashem's eyes. Sha'ar Yashuv's name emphasizes Hashem's guiding hand and the hope for people to rebuild a relationship with him. Ben Tav Al advocates the removal of God from their lives and leadership. Yeshayahu tells Achaz directly, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, Lo takum v'lo tihyeh. Hashem said their plan will not come to be. The message is very clear. These enemies will not be successful. And yet, Achaz is not convinced. He totally lacks faith in Hashem. Yet Hashem responds, Sha'alcha os me'im Hashem alokecha. Offer Achaz a sign that this message is true. Vayomer Achaz, lo eshal v'lo anasa et Hashem. Achaz suddenly sounds very religious, almost quoting verbatim from Devarim, where the Torah says, Lo tinasu et Hashem Elokechem, do not test Hashem your God. But here, Achaz is not interested in signs. A sign comes to convey a message, but Achaz is not interested in any message, neither for God's honor or his own subjugation. In fact, he ends up soliciting help from Asher. But Yeshayahu provides one anyways. The sign is that a young woman will become pregnant and birth a child she calls Immanuel, and that this child will be able to eat from the best of the land. Some believe this woman is Yeshayahu's wife. Many others feel this young woman is the wife of Achaz. The amazement, then, is that the wife of Achaz, the Rasha, thought to name her child such a name, Immanuel, which means Hashem is with us. Some argue this Immanuel is Chizkiyahu, who will be the next king and a very righteous person. Through this name, God is with us, Immanuel. She expresses her confidence that all of these enemies will be brought down by Hashem and that the lands will recover from any devastation and flourish once again. But remember, this Immanuel was born in the merit of Sha'ar Yashev, those remnants of Jews who will maintain their loyalty to Hashem. Bayom Hahu, on that day, describes in Pasuk Chaf, verse 20, it describes how Hashem will shave the head, legs, and beard with the king of Ashur. Even though Ahaz will be spared from these specific enemies, eventually Sancheirov will destroy most of the country and take the 10 tribes into exile. After Sancheirov's success in the north, he attempted to attack Yerushalayim. As he was approaching with a huge army, Chizkiyahu, who was the king at the time, responded as follows, as noted in Divrei Hayamim. Imo zroa basar, v'imanu Hashem, Elokeinu la'azrinu, u'lilachem milchamoteinu. He might have physical might, but we have Hashem to help and fight our wars for us. V'yisamchu ha'am al divrei Chizkiyahu melech Yehuda. And the nation relied on the words of Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu reacts completely differently than his father. Despite imminent danger, he relies on Hashem and instills faith into the people. Yeshayahu and Chizkiyahu davened to Hashem as Sancheirov and his army were approaching, and Hashem struck down his army, thousands of men. Rav Schwab quotes a medrash that suggests that when Sancheirov saw what happened to his army, he was humbled and realized it directly pointed to the hands of Hashem. The shaving that took place that day was a shaving off of previously held anti-God beliefs, and so he shaved off the old personality and became a new person. When he returns home, he tried to inspire his family to keep the 7 Noahide laws, but he was unsuccessful. However, Sancheirov's grandchildren eventually converted, who we know as Shmaya and Avtalion, the teachers of Hillel and Shammai. As the Gemara in Gittin 57b says, Mi bnei banav shel Sancheirov lamdu Torah barabim, man inon Shmaya v'Avtalion. The grandchildren of Sancheirov taught Torah to many. Who were these? Shmaya and Avtalion. Although Yeshayahu came to inspire Ahaz through Sha'ar Yashev in Immanuel, ultimately, Ahaz was stubborn, but the enemy, Sancheirov, humbled himself and merited Torah giants. Thank you for studying Le'iloi Nishmat, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat Alexander Sender.